447 Slide, American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. The trial of William Wims and seven other British soldiers for the murder of Crispus Attucks, Samuel Gray, Samuel Maverick, James Caldwell, and Patrick Carr, Boston, Massachusetts, 1770. The narrative. On the evening of March 5th, 1770, a party of British soldiers fired upon a crowd of citizens of Boston, causing the death of five of them. This incident is known in American history as the Boston Massacre, and it grew out of the strong feeling among the colonists against having soldiers quartered upon them. There had been much friction between soldiers and civilians in Boston. A short time before, at a place called the Rope Walk, there had been a fight between a number of soldiers and citizens, which ended in the defeat of the soldiers and the dangerous wounding of one of their number. This gave rise to great excitement and a general expectation of a serious affray between the citizens and the soldiers. Early in the evening of that day, it became apparent that an unusual excitement prevailed in Boston. Clusters of citizens were observed in earnest conference in various quarters of the town, and parties of soldiers were also moving about. About 8 o'clock, one of the bells was rung as if for fire, and soon after, large bands of men were seen in motion, hurrying forward with clubs in their hands and uttering the fiercest imprecations against the soldiers. An attack was soon made by the mob in Dock Square upon some soldiers. The latter were shut up in the barracks by their officers, the mob following them to the gate and provoking them with abusive epithets. The rioters were addressed by a tall, large man.